2222. My eyes stayed glued to the black-haired, handsome, olive-skinned young man wearing the black, teal, and white uniform with the number 4 displayed across his back. As the point guard and shooting guard, my son John called the plays, controlled the tempo of the game, and talked to the ref if one of the players had an issue. He was also the leading scorer for the team. Not bad for a kid standing tall at 5'4". To say I was proud of him would be the understatement of the year. I thought he hung the moon. Actually, I didn't think that. I knew it. But that wasn't to say I overlooked his quirks. And one of those, his penchant for arguing with his coach over plays the coach called and then rolling his eyes in disgust, had gotten him benched the game before. While I was glad he was back playing in this game, I knew John was still stinging from the previous game's tension, but he stayed focused. His competitive streak was in full gear as he cut in and out, maneuvered and ran around the floor with a vengeance. Basketball was his life. From the time he was 3, he had a basketball in his hands. All of his games were do or die for him. Finally, the game was nearing its end, and still the teams were tied. My husband, Brian, and I were exhausted from the game's tension, so I could only imagine what John and his teammates felt. The scoreboard read 33-33, while the clock showed 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, John captured the ball and ran down the court, dribbling toward the hoop. He pulled out a breakaway layup and shot. The ball soared through the air and landed with a swish. 35-33. Brian and I were on our feet, along with the other 50-60 people in the stands, erupting with the loudest cheers. Our Eagles were going to pull this off. The clock ticked down while the Pioneers struggled to land a tying score, until finally the horn blew loudly, announcing the end of the game. Christian Middle School had won, and my son had made the winning basket. The whole team jumped on one another, hugging and shouting and laughing. They'd worked so hard for this win. Now it was time to celebrate. And they had Monday off school for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday to do just that. Brian and I walked down off the bleachers. We knew it would take time for the boys to settle enough to head back to the locker room and get changed before they were ready to leave. So we patiently waited off to the side. But John and 2 friends and teammates, Josh Rieger and Josh Sander, beelined straight toward us. I groaned inwardly, knowing what they wanted. All weekend long, John had talked to me about wanting to go to Josh Rieger's house to spend the night after the game. And all weekend long, I downplayed it, because I didn't want him to go. I couldn't explain why. I just had a weird feeling about it. I didn't get ominous feelings often, but when I did, I'd learned to listen to them, because they always meant something bad was going to happen. One time in particular, when one of my older sons, Tom, was a freshman in high school, his football coach showed up at our front door and asked if Tom could join the team on a camping trip. Something about this coach did not sit right with me. He seemed nice enough, but I couldn't shake the uneasiness I felt about the situation, so I said no. Several months later, the coach was arrested for molesting boys.
"Please, Mrs. Smith, please, can John go? Let him spend the night, please!"
The 2 Joshes had ganged up on Brian and me. They knew Brian was a pushover, so they had to lay it on thick to Mama.
"Can I, Mom? Can I?"
Everything within me wanted to shout no, to encircle his sweaty body in my arms and whisk him home to safety. From what? I didn't know. But I looked into my sweet boy's big, beautiful dark eyes filled with excitement. How could I say no to him? They'd just won the game. They were good kids. He'd spent the night at Josh Rieger's house plenty of times. Josh's family were good people. And his parents, Kurt and Cindy, were responsible and attentive. I liked them and trusted them with John. And John loved going over there. I'm sure I'm just being overly protective, I decided. I looked at these 14-year-old boys who stood in front of me, so eager to extend their celebration and have a little fun downtime. Joyce, you cannot be a stick in the mud. You can't be that mom.
Mom?
John needed an answer. I sighed and nodded.